Well, we are up here at Bonneville watching the rain come down just steadily as we wait for the Australian Ladies Classic to get underway. And I'm sure Paul Gow has played this course on many occasions, and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Yeah, one of our great golf courses in the country, and it's, tell you what, it's just got better and better over the years. And I wasn't up there that long ago, and the greens are absolutely magnificent. It's worth the trip there, that's for sure. Love playing that 18th hole. There's always some drama on that one. So can't wait until Sunday afternoon to see the drama that unfolds there.
Mate, par out of the rocks yesterday, Gowie.
He's giving himself a pat on the back. Actually, I'll just give you another one. Well done, mate.
Well, you've got...
Well, mate, it's not a rap when you say you're in the rocks. You're not supposed to be in the rocks, are you?
No, but you made a par out
of
there.
Just hanging on, Gowie.
They tell me it's Seve Ballesteros' life with your short game. It's amazing.
Now, Gowie, we played with Kim Kufner yesterday, all right? And have a guess what the big fella was doing. He was giving her advice.
I was.
Kim, have you ever thought about doing this?
I was.
You did. He said, Kim, have you ever thought about that?
I've got to.
She looked at him and said, no, I haven't, Jerry. For good reason.
You know, she's been in good form. So we've seen what Terry does to horses. He brings them undone. Hopefully Kim's game will stay together this week.
Look, mate, plenty of your mates who are rugby league players are pretty handy with the sticks. You know, our good mates Sterlo and Fatty, they're very, very keen golfers. What's the story with Benny Eichen?
Yeah, well, Benny Eichen, the day has come. Himself a bowler, he had to get 2 handicap before he could take up an invite to the Queensland PGA Championships, which start this morning in Toowoomba. It'll be interesting to watch. He's got himself down to 1.4 handicap. He's worked really hard with his coach, Matt Guyatt, who is playing with him in the event, and alongside Peter Lonard, the Sydney sider. So it'll be an interesting day. Like, he loves his golf, Ben Eichen. I mean, he's in at Fox Sports, and all he's got is golf on his screen. He's basically looking at rugby league, but he looks at more golf, just to probably upset his partner in Paul Kent, who hates golf. But, it'll be awesome to watch. I can't wait to see how he goes, because he loves the game so much. He thinks about it a lot. He plays it a lot. But now he's going to be put under the pump. We've seen Brayton Nasser. We've seen Fatty play to the New South Wales Open, and it's interesting to see a professional athlete go to another sport. So it hits off at 7:20 this morning. So let's see how he goes.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully Benny hits the ball well and he makes a fist of it. Hey, what was the fallout from the Genesis Open and the slow play by our great mate JB Holmes?
Terrible.
Yeah, JB Holmes, I've tipped you on this program. He's a very good player, but an hour and a half to watch 60 minutes in, it's awful. He's bringing the game undone, and finally there's some players that are finally standing up and saying, yeah, this is wrong. So, it took him over 3 minutes to hit one of the shots on TV the other day, and it's gone viral. And it's about time the US Tour stood up to these players and showed them that, you only get 50 seconds if you're the second player, 40 seconds the first player to play the game. So, it shouldn't be that slow. He's the slowest. Him and Kevin Na and Ben Crane, they're all just awfully slow, and you don't have to play the game slow. And you'll see there this week at Bonneville there, majority of the ladies are actually really quick players.
Yeah, which is good. Nobody likes a slow round of golf. If you want to take on Gowie for his tip for the Mexico Open, call now, 13 53 53, courtesy of Drummer Golf Laws. We've got that $50 voucher up for grabs from Drummer Golf. Pretty simple sort of competition. Your selection's just got to finish ahead of Gowie's selection for the Mexico winner. Gowie, before we get to your thoughts, and we'll get to our contestant as well, I just want to get your opinion and give everybody a little bit of an update on Matt Kuchar. Now, he won that event a couple of weeks ago. He should have really given his caddy anywhere between $55,000 to $70,000. He gave the caddy $5,000, and he got embarrassed into making the full payment, really, because he got heckled at the next event, which was the Genesis Open, I think.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's unfolded really badly for Matt Kuchar. Matt Kuchar is one of the nicest guys on the earth, without a doubt. He was going down to play that event. John Wood, his normal caddy, couldn't make that, because then they come to Australia. They come to the Australian Open.
and he was down here visiting relatives whilst Matt was over there playing. Just got a local caddy. But anyway, the fallout has been that he's paid the $50,000. His manager, who manages Tiger Woods, he's handled this awfully. It's just been that badly handled from his point of view. Matt did step in eventually and say, yep, let's pay it, because he was getting heckled that much. But the manager could have just paid the money. Like, they're all got more money than God. They could have just paid it up and on his way. So it hasn't done Matt any favours. He's a really good guy. The caddy's got these $50,000, and that's the way it should have been from the start. Mate, I can't pay you. Matt actually paid him in cash. He put all the cash together he could down there. Gave him that. Keep it in mind, it's in Mexico. It's down in Cancun way. And gave him that money and then went on. So he's all paid up now, all ready to go. But he shouldn't be paid, by the way, the same that a tour caddy is paid. You know, because he's a one-week, and Matt was doing his own yardage. He's doing a lot of the only things. He was just a bag carrier for that week. So he shouldn't be paid the same amount of money a tour caddy is paid.
No, but I'm glad he got his cash, though. Yeah, we're going to go to the open line. Broderick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you ready to take on Gowie?
Yeah, here now.
Who do you like, Broderick, in the Mexico Open?
Justin Thomas. For me?
Oh, you've gone the favourite there, Broderick, Justin Thomas. So that's for the $50 voucher. Plus, Loz, what have you got?
We've got a shirt. Lovely Australian Ladies Classic Bonneville Golf shirt. So we'll also hand that out to you as well, Broderick, if you happen to win.
If you happen to win. So Justin Thomas for Broderick for the $50 Drummond voucher. He's a $10 chance at the tab. Gowie, who do you like?
Yeah, well, get ready to give that shirt to somebody else, because Justin Thomas, after that disappointing week last week, you're probably not going to pass that shirt on, because this week's going to be a tough week for him. That was probably one of his most disappointing finishes, and I think he's on the decline. Our players, they work their way into form, and then they fall off. I think he's on the way to fall off. I'm actually going to go way left field here, and I think a bit of price for everybody here. Patrick Reed, they're playing at elevation this week. 51. He plays. He's been playing his way into form. Good golf course for him. Played well last year, I reckon. He's a good thing. And my absolute roughie is Kiradek Apibarnrat. I think he's going to come good this week at elevation. They're on grainy. They're on grainy greens this week over in Mexico. So, don't expect all the Americans to be up the top. Dustin Johnson, Bubba, those type of guys putt pretty good on grainy greens. But Kiradek, he could be at any old odds.
Did you say that right, Apibarnrat?
I did, Apibarnrat. I've been practicing it for 5 or 6 years and got it right.
Right. Where's he from, mate?
Where's he from? Oh, Thailand.
Yeah, they call him the Rat.
Yeah, they call him
Thailand, the Rat. Right.
They call him the Rat.
The Rat.
Yeah.
Right. I've never heard of him.
Gary, you're a good man up against Broderick, okay? So you've gone with Patrick Reed, $51. Broderick's gone with the favourite there, Justin Thomas at the tab, who's $10. Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.